2 Timothy chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, in accordance with the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my child, whom I love, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve with a clean conscience as my ancestors did, as I constantly remember you in my prayers, night and day. When I remember your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I remember your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am convinced that it also lives in you. For this reason, I am reminding you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a timid spirit, but a spirit of power and love and sound judgment. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Instead, join with me in suffering for the gospel while relying on the power of God. He saved us and called us with a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, and it has now been revealed through the appearance of our Savior Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. For this gospel I was appointed a herald, apostle, and teacher of the Gentiles, and that is why I am suffering these things. But I am not ashamed, because I know the one in whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. Hold fast to the pattern of sound words that you heard from me, with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Through the Holy Spirit who lives in us, guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. You know that everyone in the province of Asia turned away from me, including Phrygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, because he refreshed me many times and was not ashamed of my chains. On the contrary, after he arrived in Rome, he searched diligently for me and found me. May the Lord grant that he will find mercy from the Lord on that day, and you know very well how much he did when he served in Ephesus.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.